Your consent?
My dear fellow, Gwendolyn is my first cousin, and before I allow you to marry her, you will have to clear up the whole question of Sicily.
Sicily? What on earth do you mean? What do you mean, Algy, by Sicily? I don't know anyone of the name of Sicily.
Lane, bring me that cigarette case Mr. Worthing left in the smoking room the last time he dined here.
Yes, sir.
Do you mean to say you've had my cigarette case all this time? I wish to goodness you would let me know. I've been writing frantic letters to Scotland Yard about it. I was very nearly offering a large reward.
Well, I wish you would offer one. I happen to be more than usually hard up.
There's no good offering a large reward now that the thing is found.
I think that's rather mean of you, Ernest, I must say. Thank you, Lane. However, it makes no matter, for now that I look at the inscription inside, I find the thing isn't yours after all.
Of course it's mine. You've seen me with it 100 times, and you've no right whatsoever to read what's written inside. It's a very ungentlemanly thing to read a private cigarette case.
Yes, but this is not your cigarette case. This cigarette case is a present from someone of the name of Sicily, and you said you didn't know anyone of that name.
Well, if you want to know, Sicily happens to be my aunt.
Your aunt?
Yes, charming old lady she is too, lives at Tunbridge Wells. Just give it back to me, Algy.
But why does she call herself Little Sicily if she's your aunt and lives at Tunbridge Wells? From Little Sicily with her fondest love.
My dear fellow, what on earth is there in that? Some aunts are tall, some aunts are not tall. That is a matter